All right, it's that time on a Friday where we shake our head and say, really? It's called the Tool Shed. No limit on nominees. I got three. But before we reveal the list, we call on our proprietor to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Colin Cowherd, Fox Sports. Along those lines, his claim, and I quote, "One way or another, these finals are wiping out Michael Jordan." What do you mean? You're talking about him. You just disproved your own theory. You know, I get what's happening. That's why Kevin Durant risked all that chastising he knew would come his way if he left Oklahoma City. He joined the best team in the league for 2 years running and made him a powerhouse that is apparently head and shoulders above the other 29 franchises, much like the Bulls were for six seasons. To think a run against, at best, limited competition is going to even leave a speck of tarnish on the Jordan legacy is self-serving at best, desperate, pathetic, and pretty stupid or even ignorant at worst. I think joining the Fox Clown Act has left Cowherd vulnerable to Bayless disease, which is somewhat disappointing. So before we announce our next nominee, this is kind of a special moment for yours truly, because we did not have this segment when he last played in the league, but I get to nominate Rasheed Wallace. This underachieving, overrated, self-important, childish, immature punk actually interjected himself into this greatest ever conversation, saying his 2004 Pistons would run through the Warriors and today's NBA. You know, I did some research. The Seinfeld episode, The Jerk Store, was aired on January 30th, 1997. It should have been about Sheed, but it's doubtful because he was only in his second year in the NBA. But as far as that 04 Pistons team, yeah, kudos, you won a title. But it was in an East that featured the Nets in the playoffs, the Bucks, and a Pacer team who would never make a run again. They was old. So for openers, he was on a podcast called Time Out with Taylor Rocks. So take that with a grain of salt. But it goes to show, he might be 42 and out of the league for a half decade plus, but petulant child with the emotional control of a two-year-old throwing a hissy fit in aisle two for more candy. Nope, she never changes. And finally, the people blindly defending Luke Heimlich, Oregon State pitcher. You know, seriously, what the hell is wrong with you? What, you know, like he said in Full Metal Jacket, Pyle, what is your major malfunction? And while we had just one caller and one texter, countered by dozens and dozens on Twitter, text, email, and the phone, her on the side of an innocent little girl and, you know, basic decency. But this jock sniffer mentality, or questioning the timing of an article by Danny Moran of the Oregonian, instead of focusing on the awful nature of his crimes, and if you don't believe me, check the disgusting comment section below the accurate piece of journalism. And this crap about second chances has got to end. He's had multiple chances. Not tried as an adult. Did no time in juvie. No one in her family castrated him or pushed him in front of a bus. His life goes on. What about her? What's her second chance at the innocent childhood we all deserve? Save your devil's advocate garbage and try some decency. Or you stand shoulder to shoulder with the Sandusky, Paterno, Art Briles, Penn State, and Baylor scumbags. I think this is an easy one. You're on that team, you're inducted, and with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.